Today on Press TV, a car bomb explosion in the Lebanese capital Beirut has left several people dead, among them the country's police intelligence chief Wissam Al-Hassan. Scores of others were injured. The explosion took place in the Ashrafieh district of Beirut and was apparently aimed at the intelligence official. Iran has condemned the deadly bomb attack in Lebanon. In a telephone conversation with his Lebanese counterpart Adnan Mansour, Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi offered his condolences on the tragedy. He called on the Lebanese people to stand united against enemy plots. The Turkish military fires more shells into the Syrian territory. Turkish state TV says the firing was in retaliation for two shells landed in Turkey from Syria. Tensions have been running high between Ankara and Damascus since a mortar attack from Syria killed several Turkish people earlier this month. Violent clashes break out in Cairo between supporters and opponents of the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Opponents of the president accuse him of monopolizing power and failing to crack down on radical groups. Similar clashes in Cairo last week left over 100 people injured. At least three soldiers have been killed and 10 more wounded in a bomb explosion in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. The bomb blew up near a security forces vehicle patrolling a main road in the city. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A shootout between the Indian Army and suspected militants has left one person dead and two more injured. Reports say militants opened fire on an army convoy in Srinagar, the capital of the Indian administered Kashmir. Indian soldiers fought back in response. Thousands of Italians rally in Rome to protest their government's austerity cuts. The protesters belong to the country's telecommunications industry. The workers slam Prime Minister Mario Monti's economic policies and say their contracts must be extended. This is the second protest by telecommunications employees over the past month. And European stock markets fall as EU leaders meet for the final day of their summit in Belgium. On Thursday, a compromise was reached between France and Germany to bring the euro area's banks under the supervision of the EU. However, no date was set for implementing the plan. There's the latest here on Press TV.